Catholic League slams Iyanga Pressley, sounds like the Klan. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 6, 2020. Catholic League President Bill Donahue has blasted pro-abortion Democrats for their hysterical reaction to the U.S. Supreme Court hearing of a pivotal abortion rights case. The High Court heard 60 minutes of oral arguments Wednesday for the case of June Medical Services v. Russo, which could determine whether abortionists would need hospital admitting privileges, detonating outbursts from abortion rights activists. Notably, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, explicitly threatened Supreme Court Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, "You have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions." Schumer's menacing remarks earned him a rebuke from Chief Justice John Roberts, who called the threat inappropriate as well as dangerous. "Justices know that criticism comes with the territory. But threatening statements of this sort from the highest levels of government are not only inappropriate, they are dangerous," Roberts declared. "All members of the court will continue to do their job, without fear or favor, from whatever quarter." Along with Schumer's outburst, Donahue underscored the hysterical reactions of members of the pro-abortion squad, Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Ilhan Omar, DMN, Rashida Tlaib, DME, and Iyanga Pressley, DMA, especially Reps. Pressley and Tlaib. Ms. Pressley in particular attempted to play the race card in her full-bore support for abortion on demand. "Abortion rights are human rights," said the Massachusetts Democrat at an abortion rights demonstration Wednesday. "Abortion care is health care. Reproductive justice is economic justice. And reproductive justice is racial justice. This is the kind of statement we would expect from the Klan. We would not expect this from a black woman," Donahue said, while adding that Pressley has the race question exactly backwards, given that blacks are the primary victims of abortion. "Blacks, who are 13% of the population, account for 36% of all abortions. Pressley needs to explain why this is an expression of racial justice, and she needs to tell this to a black audience," Donahue said. In what a number of black leaders have labeled America's black genocide, abortion providers such as Planned Parenthood have targeted the black community, making abortion the number one cause of death of blacks in the United States. For her part, Rashida Tlaib repeated one of her tropes equating abortion with anything else a woman chooses to do with her body. Yo, you know what? You're so freaking obsessed with what I decide to do with my body. Maybe you shouldn't even want to have sex with me," she said. "Believe me, lady, no one does," reacted Donahue. "I know of no defender of life who wants to sleep with you. And if you don't know the difference between a woman who wants to remove a wart from her toe and a pregnant woman who wants to remove a human being from her body, you need to enroll in Bio 101. The other squad members are just as far gone," Donahue remarked, noting that last year Ilhan Omar said that pro-life bills were only the latest in a long history of efforts to criminalize women for simply existing. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, on the other hand, labeled an Alabama pro-life bill an example of patriarchy, despite the fact that Alabama's governor, who pledged to sign the bill, is a woman. "This is the mentality of those who love abortion. There isn't much upstairs to play with, making it impossible to engage them in rational discourse," Donahue concluded. Follow at Williams Rome.